Ben kach uben kach lo yibayal lo be'er Shabbos lo mitzvah Shabbos. We said before that the Bi'er Rishayna should not be not on Erev Shabbos, not on Mitzvah Shabbos. So Gemara asks that. Yishlam of Erev Shabbos mishum chabura. Erev Shabbos meaning the Bi'er will be the Leil Shabbos. The Gemara now holds that there's an Issa mishum chabura. The Gemara will return to discuss this afterwards. The Gemara now holds that Erev Shabbos is not allowed to be Bi'er to see being Mitzvah Dam. She's a Besuah. Ela b'Mitzvah Shabbos samay lo. But why not get married on Mitzvah Shabbos? Be as mutter, even if be a Rishayin as mutter on Mitzvah Shabbos. I'm Reb Zeira Mishum Cheshbainas. Because of an Isser of Cheshbainas. What does Cheshbainas mean? So Rashi says, Shem Yichdis on Mitzvah Shabbos, Yasa Suda Balayla. V'yachshev b'Shabbos, Ma'u Tzarech Lahaitzi. On Shabbos, he'll be thinking about the Cheshbainas he needs for the wedding tonight. Miksiv Edaber Dover. And that's Aser. Why is it Aser? So Rashi brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, which is an Asmachta, that the Daber Davar, that a person has to be careful what he speaks about on Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says, that could that be? Amar Le Abaye, Yecheshbainai Shal Mitzvah Miyasiri. A Cheshbin, Taki, and Alamei Cheshbainis on Shabbos. But Cheshbainai Shal Mitzvah, that should be Mutter. So the Gemara brings a whole list of rayas. Barav Chista, Barav Noam, Damri Tarvayu, Cheshbayne Shal Mitzvah, Mutal Lachashva Mishabbos. Now the Gemara could have stopped here. The Cheshbayne Shal Mitzvah Mutter, and Memele, you're allowed to make Cheshbayne for a Chasana. But the Gemara brings, what is it, six memories of that Dibur Shal Mitzvah is Mutter. And the Shita Mekubetzes goes through a cheshbin that each one is a bigger chiddush. Let's see if we can figure out the bigger chiddush in each one. So first the cheshbayne shel mitzvah. Ve'am Reb Alaza. Poiskin tzedaka la'aniyim b'Shabbos. What does that mean? Poiskin tzedaka? You can determine tzedaka. Does it mean to give? Or does it mean like to announce a pledge? Poiskin. What? What? Can't give on Shabbos. But Paiskin means to make a decision. Paisik, a psak, right? Paiskin stuck a lanim. So it means, it's done both ways. People promise to give, and then you promise to anim what you give. So that's also mutter. What's the chiddush? The cheshbainai is less. Cheshbainai just means to make a cheshbain. Paiskin means to make a decision. It's more similar to Mekach HaMemkar, you're making a commitment. So that's the Chiddush of Paiskin, that you're allowed to make a commitment. Lani and B'Shabbos. V'yom Reb Yaakov and Reb Yechon, and even a bigger Chiddush. Halchi L'Bati K'nesiyas L'Bati Midrashis L'Fakeach L'Eskei Rabbi B'Shabbos. What's the Chiddush in the third thing? You're actually going somewhere. Halchi. They can make an Eisek out of it. It's one thing you're sitting in Shul anyway and they make an appeal. It's another thing, Hayochin, that you actually go. So it's a bigger chiddush. There's three. Bam Rabbi Yaakov Bridi, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Mefakhin Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. Mefakhin, you can make the. Well, going to Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash means you discuss something. Mefakhin means that you can actually do something on Shabbos. Well, what's the chiddush here? Mefakhin Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos? What's
B'Shabbos? What do you mean talking about for a couple of hours?
It's helpful, it's not helpful. It's a waste of time, it's not a waste of time. So then what's a shayla? Of course, because the fascists. But when you're talking about it, you're just wasting your time talking about it, or it's going to help? It's going to help, then what's a shayla?
You're not actually going to save it now, you're just going to.
But does this talking help, or it doesn't help?
You don't know for sure.
Rashi says Mitzi and La'ar. What does Rashi Mitzi and La'ar?
Publicize.
Even if right now it's not possible, you're telling people this about it. Even if right now it's not possible, it might result. So maybe saying a good shot. The Shita Mubetza says, is that you can make decisions. And that's how the Shita Mubetza learns Rashi. You might see in La'ar. You can make decisions, not just discuss, make decisions. The kasha that I'm asking you. That pikuach nefashis is pshita. Of course, because nefashis is mutter. So I don't know. I walked in here without a teretz, but maybe what you're saying is a good teretz. That the halacha is pikuach nefashis is only there's only a heter of pikuach nefashis normally to do malacha. If you have a person in front of you who's in danger, if someone in front of you who's in danger, so you're allowed if pikuach nefashis, you're allowed to do something. But let's say a person wants to walk around on Shabbos. He doesn't know anybody in danger, but he wants to walk around on Shabbos with a gun or to protect himself in case there'll be pikuach nefashis, or with an oxygen tank just in case he meets someone in the street who has a heart attack. So that's awesome. Not allowed to be mechal Shabbos because the sakana might come later. You're only allowed to do an aveira for something that's there now. Hatzalah. Hatzalah is, you know why Hatzalah is allowed to walk at the radio, Ramesha says? Because the Hatzalah guys, when they walk at the radio, it's a tachshit. They're very proud of it. They feel good walking around, you know, showing it off on their hip. And that's Ramesha writes. He says, because even it's off, they can walk around with it. Even that Hatzalah guy, you can put one on and walk around with it. Ramesha says it's a tachshit.
So you could carry your cell phone and beeper and everything.
Cell phone and beeper, some people may have the same answer. You know, Ramesha brings, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to walk around with a sword strapped to you. Even though people feel it's a gaiva, but it says, because really a sword is an avla. Ramesha brings, it says Navi that lasid lalai, nobody will wear swords. So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to wear a sword because it's an avla. So Ramesha's medayik. If it would be a gaiva, if it would be taka something attached, it would be mutter. So from there he learns that these hatzalah things are mutter.
But
if it's a fancy watch that he would wear, even if it wasn't working, say Kareen on Shabbos, a piece of jewelry. Most men would not wear watches that don't work. Like women who wear some jewelry.
Is this my shuva?
It's the Tshuva Natzalah. It's probably in our Chaim Gimel. At any rate, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do an aveira if the pikuach nefashis is not there. There's a Tshuvas Night of Yehuda about doing autopsies. They do autopsies to save people's lives. Why do they do an autopsy? To study medicine. So autopsy should be Teicha Shabbos. Should be Teicha for pikuach nefesh. So the Night of Yehuda says this rule. If you have a chayil in front of you who needs to be helped, you're allowed to do an autopsy. But just to do it for research, that the head of pikuach nefashis has to be there's a chayil in front of you. That's the yisayit of the Nedi Yehuda. It's a yisayit that all the pious can agree with. So it could be, maybe that's what it means here. Mefakim pikuach nefashis b'shabbos. That even though b'shas ma'is is not pikuach nefashis, there's no chayil in front of you. So normally it should be aser. But to talk about it, to make plans, to talk about it, that's mutter because of it's the Dibur Shel Mitzvah. Dibur Shel Mitzvah, isn't it? What? Says this Teretz? Oh, Rav Sarvam says this Teretz. Okay, good. Okay, good.
Is that a bigger chiddush in Halchin?
What?
Is that a bigger chiddush in Halchin?
Well, the way the Shita says the chiddush is that you can make decisions. Mitzvah Lar. The fact means you make decisions. Paiskin Tzedakah is not a decision. Paiskin Tzedakah is that you announce you're going to give a certain amount of money. And here it means you have a back and forth, and then it's a big chash that you write it down. Saf al pikan, it's mutter. No, I'll mention to you something, but no, pledging the money is mutter. Next, how many do we have so far? I lost track. Four or five. Cheshbainais, Paiskim, Batikinesiais, Mefakim, that's four. Varmashul, Barachmein, Arbiais, Ahochel, Tartiais, Vakakiais, Lefakechaliske, Rabin, Bishabbos. You can go to a town meeting or a town hall. So that's a chiddush that's really over the chayil. You're going not to a shul, you're going to Tartiais. So that's five. The Tanit Veimenashe Mishatchen Al Tinaikis Liyos B'Shabbes Val Tinik Olam De Sefer Olam De Yumnis. You could even make plans for things that have nothing to do with Shabbos at all. They're all for plans for the future. Now, for Pekang, that's what's that six? There's six levels of Heter. So there's six levels. So it says here Mishatchen. So let's talk about Shidduchim on Shabbos. Okay, that some people do. Tidak Lamde Sefer, you can make plans for yeshiva. Some people do that. Well, Lamde Yumnis, that means you talk about college. You know what it means? No, seriously, I'm not serious. Lamde Yumnis, no? Doesn't that mean that you can talk about the plans for your career? Assuming you go to college for a career. So it means you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. Is that what it says here? It's a Dvar Mitzvah. Yumnis is a Dvar Mitzvah. So,
it's
I'm not saying it's a joke. I'm saying seriously. What? Kumari is talking Davka about a father to a son. For the son himself, it's not a mitzvah. It's only for the father. It's true, but still, this is it's a mitzvah of father to the son. The mitzvah to the son is not a mitzvah.
A father can talk to his son about it. To other people's son.
If it's a mitzvah, what's the difference? For, what, someone who doesn't have a father, his father doesn't care, so he has no chiyuv to have an umnes. It's the same chiyuv. Whatever it is, it is. Ramesh has a tshuva in which he says, there's a man, the Yomar Kedushin, Rav Nahi Roy, who says, Maniach ani es kolo umnesha ba'aylam. Even though the Mishnah says that a person has to teach his son on this, but there's another Mishnah that says the Rabbi Nehiroi disagrees. He says, Maniach ani es kolo umnisha v'aylam, the Rambam leaves out the father's chiyuv to teach his son on this. The Rambam doesn't pass it out. He doesn't bring down that Mishnah that a father is mechuyev to teach his son on this. And the way we understand it, Api Pashtus, it's a Mishnah, is that he paskins like Rav Nehiroi. He paskins that Rav Nehiroi argues. And Nehiroi says, Maniach ani es kolo umnisha ba'aylam ve'inim min lamed es b'ni ala taira. So Mimela, he doesn't paskin that a father is mechuyev to teach his son on this. This is the way we learn the Rambam, Api Pashtus. What? There is, the Ram doesn't bring it down. He leaves out the Ram. So Ramesha is the tshuva is, it's the last paragraph in Aruch Chaim Beis, Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, that the Rambam does bring our Gemara. The Rambam brings that on Shabbos, the father, anybody's allowed to talk about. Shidduchim, l'lam de sefer, l'lam de yumnes. So, if you hold l'lam de yumnes is a mitzvah, so it's very good you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. But if the Rambam is paskining that l'lam de yumnes is not a mitzvah, it's passing the Rav Nehiroi. So why does he bring down this heter of teaching your son? They're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. This is a Dvar Mitzvah. Why does the Rambam bring this down? The Rambam Shita is like Rav Nehiroi, that it's not a mitzvah. So what's the heter? So Ramesha therefore says, as he cites, which he explains there in the Tshuva, that the whole machlokes, if it's a mitzvah, l'lamedes b'nei yumnes, is a machlokes beforehand. If when you're 18 or 19 years old, you're not holding yet by needing an umnes, is there a mitzvah on the father to take you now and worry ahead of time about an umnes? That's a machlokes. When it comes to it, now when exactly it's called it comes to it, we can argue, but when he's already begad lusai, when a person already is holding by it, presumably when he's holding ready by Shidduchim. So then, Ramesha says, the Rambam, Rav Nehiroi would agree. Not everyone's cut out to make a parnasa from Torah. Not every person is capable of it. We're not encouraging someone who's incapable of teaching that he should start teaching in the yeshivas. We're just saying that when a person in the formative years, that he should dedicate himself to Torah. So Lamaisa Ramesha says that Lamda Yumnis is a heter at a certain age. Ramesha doesn't spell out what age. At a certain age, there's a heter. And whenever that age comes, so then, yeah, everyone agrees there's a mitzvah Lamda Yumnis, and then you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. Whether that means that early on, and what's early on, again, is open to debate, whether early on it's mutter, so that's a machlokes. That one Mishnah above Metziah holds, it's a father's mitzvah at any age to prepare his son for Yumnis. And Rav Nehiroi says no. And the Rambam passes the Rav Nehiroi. but that certainly at some point there's a point where there's a mitzvah that the Ramesha says everybody agrees. The father hitting his son for the garments, so we tell the Elohim.
Speaking
of
when he's gone, you can't injure an older son.
It has to be at a younger age. Elohim, but you have to know that in different times in our history, there were different ages when it was necessary to have oneness. In Europe, 100 years ago, it wasn't like today, everybody goes to yeshiva. No matter what you read about how wonderful it was in Poland and Russia and everyone learned, it wasn't that way. There were very few yeshivas. And the biggest yeshiva in Europe had 300-400 talmidim. Slabodka, when its height, had 400 talmidim. And there was people from all over Europe, but at least all over Lithuania and Russia, or for a time from Poland. The chiyuv of this first son was at a younger age. We live in a richer society. We also live in a society where we're more pampered. Until guys start learning seriously, if the guys have to go to work at 13 now, they'd be amaratzim for the rest of their lives. It's a different. Now let's get back to the sugya. The sugya of a daber davar. Our Gemara tells us that in Shabbos there's an issa called daber davar, which means that I think we all know that on Shabbos you're not permitted to talk about, to discuss inyanim of malacha, things that involve malacha, unless it's a dvar mitzvah. Otherwise, it's also to talk about malacha. What is the hezber? What is the geder? What is the concept of the yisr of a daber davar? There are two ways to learn the yisr. One way to learn, how did everybody learn? How do you understand? Why you know how to talk on Shabbos about work? What's wrong? It's not Shabbos day.
It's not COVID Shabbos.
Right, that's one way to learn. I think most people assume it's an Isser in COVID Shabbos. It's an Isser in COVID Shabbos to talk about Malacha, and I think probably 99% of people would name on this derech. That's a certain COVID Shabbos. There's a second way to learn. Second way to learn is that it's a din in Meleches Shabbos. There's an Isser Malacha on Shabbos. Min HaTorah, that Isser is to do Malacha. Midrabanan, it's an extension of Malacha to talk about Malacha. Talking about Malacha is an extension of the Isser Meleches Shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, the Rabbanan said, we extend that to include talking about Malacha. It's a geder of, just like Meleches Shabbos is Mafriyak Kedusha Shabbos, doing Malacha takes away from the Kedusha of Shabbos. Talking about Malacha, it's an aspect of Malacha, which is what's awesome. It's an Issa Mitzad, it's a Meleches Shabbos Dikad. The Nafka Mina will be what the explanation of Mitzvah, Cheshbayna Shal Mitzvah Miyasiri, why the Cheshbayna Shal Mitzvah is Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Well, let's see. If you learn that you're not allowed to talk about Devarim Shel Chayil on Shabbos because of COVID Shabbos, so then by Devarim Shel Mitzvah, it's Pashut. A Devar Shel Mitzvah, it's Bechlal, not a Chsar in a COVID Shabbos. To talk about Devarim Shel Mitzvah on Shabbos, it's not a Chsar in a COVID Shabbos at all. However, if you learn the second way, that it's a din in Meleches Shabbos, that it's a din in the aspect of Malacha on Shabbos, then why is it mutter for Dvar Mitzvah? Chayr, it's also, you're talking about doing Malacha. So then we have to say that the Rabbanan said that this is an Issa, which Letzayrach Mitzvah is mutter. It's like Hudcha. When you push away, really, it's also the Issa. You're also talking about Malacha. Just, it's Hudcha, it's pushed off. Tzarech Mitzvah is more important than Dabra Dover. So you see, it's a very big nafkamina. When you learn the first way, that it's COVID Shabbos, so then it's hutra. It's bechlal not a chesaron in COVID Shabbos. Of course you're allowed to talk about tzarchei mitzvah. If you learn the second way, the vart is not, it's meleches Shabbos. So when you talk about pledging money to tzedakah, it's also aser al meleches Shabbos. You're not allowed to give money, so talking about it is also, but mitzvah is daicha, mitzvah is more important. Sort of hutcha, not hutcha. Yes.
Why
What?
I'm not actually doing anything.
Right. If you learn Kvod Shabbos, so talking about mitzvahs is absurd. You can cover Shabbos.
It's not that I'm talking about mitzvahs, but I'm talking about mitzvahs that I'm not going to do. I
tell somebody that on the weekday I plan to drive out to a hospital and be mevaka chayla. So that's a sort of kavod shabbos, not Shabbos tikka dibur. It is Shabbos tikka dibur. It's words of kedusha. Why shouldn't it be appropriate? To our surprise, the stipler brings a Taisis Harash. Stipler's in Brachas Simin Yud, and in the newer prints of Simin Beis. He brings a Taisis Harash, who says that it's a Melechah Shabbos Dikadin. That's because it's a Me'en of Melechah Shabbos. It's Karav Liyah Le Melechah Shabbos. Not Melechah, but it's similar. Which means that at least the Taisis Harash learned the second way. That is a raya to this, because if you look this up in the Rambam, when he brings that you're not allowed to talk about Shabbos except the Varim Shel Mitzvah, he brings in the list of things you're not allowed to do, medida, measuring. And Shabbos, it's also to measure. You're not allowed to take a ruler and measure something, or take a measuring cup, and you want to put a certain amount of oil into a mixture, or a certain amount of whatever it is, and you want to measure it. Measuring precisely is also on Shabbos. It's a gzeri, you might come to write. However, medida shel mitzvah is mutter. Measuring for a mitzvah, let's say somebody has to measure 40 saw in a mikvah, or he has to measure tefach al tefach for tumas kayanim, if a kayan can come into the room, if a hole is a tefach al tefach. Any other measuring, a person wants to measure the size of a bag of tzitzis, if it has the shear, medida shel mitzvah is mutter. The Rambam puts these two dinim in one sif, in one halacha. Measuring is aser except shal mitzvah, and talking about malacha is aser except shal mitzvah. Since he puts them together, it's mashma that it's similar. Just like medida is not aser, it's kavod Shabbos. It's a malacha dikadin. You might come to write. So it's mashma that they're both the similar type, and they're both aser alt malacha Shabbos. The Shagas Aryeh Simin Vav brings that the Rambam says Daber Davar Dibor Shel Chayil is us on Shabbos, but Hirur Mutter. On Shabbos you're allowed to think about whatever you want. A person can think about his business. A person can think about recreation that he's going to do during the week, even if it involves the malacha, dibur aser hiru shari. Rambam says that daber davar chazal only asa dibur, they did not asa hiru. And that's lamaisa, the person's allowed to think on Shabbos, he can think about devarim shechayil, he can think about his business. Not saying it's recommended, but there's no api halacha, there's no issa to think about hiru shari. No issa. Rambam also paskins, when it comes to davening, or say Kriya Shema, the halacha is, you have to say it, you have to express it verbally. You have to say the words of Kriya Shema with a voice. Not enough through your lips. A person has to express Kriya Shema with a voice. A person has to say brachas with a voice. There's a Maddi Amar in the Gemara that says, Hirur Kadibur Dami. That's not to think the words of tefillah. You don't have to actually say it. And the Rambam doesn't paskin. The Rambam paskins, hirur lav kedibur dami. The Rambam paskins, hirur kedibur dami. By brachis, the Rambam paskins that hirur is kedibur, that thinking about a bracha is good enough, and that a person through hirur could be yitzah brachis. That's the way the Rambam paskins. La halacha b'shas atchak, we do that. I once had an instance with somebody who for medical reasons, couldn't speak. He had a big shaila. He had medical things that he was not allowed to say one word for a certain period of time. He had a polyp on his vocal cords, and he had to not talk for a while. I was at a chasna. Someone asked me the shaila. So someone standing next to me said, "Which doctor told you that? I want to send my wife to him." Anyway, he's not at talk, so the Mishnah Berurah says that we passed in here a lav kedibur, but b'shas hadchag, here a kedibur dami. He should be mechavin the brachas before he eats, so he should be mechavin davening. But the Rambam, because the Rambam passed in here a kedibur dami, so the shagasariya he asks a stira and a half cup. You have to think about comparing this. He says, how could the Rambam, it's a stira, it's a Rambam. In Ilchis Brachis, the Rambam Paskins, here a Kedibur Dami. Which means that thinking is the same as the same as speaking. That's in Ilchis Brachis. And in Ilchis Shabbos, he Paskins, hearer is Lav Kedibur Dami. He says, you're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos, you're not allowed to talk about Malacha, but you're allowed to think about Malacha. But that's the theorem. Shagasari, yes, this kasha. Why? In Hilchis Brachis, Hirur Kedibur. Thinking about a bracha is just as good as saying it. And in Hilchis Shabbos, Hirur Lav Kedibur. With Dibur is Asa, Hirur is Mutter. Anybody be Mechalik between the two?
One's
talking about being Yaitzah. What? One's talking about being Yaitzah, one's talking about doing Aveira. So, what's the difference be between the two?
One's an
Asay, one's a Lois Asay. So, here at Kedibur, it's as if you did it.
As I say, we give you the benefit of the doubt, because that's what I'm saying. It's a lot. Rabbi Manach, I'm pushing you just for thinking that, you know, we say,
right. It needs a little more explanation.
Hear
Alei, but yeah. That doesn't include here of Malach on Shabbos. Yeah. It includes here of Misurim, Asurim specifically.
This is because of Malach, you have to build Malach. Thinking is not true Malach.
What you're saying, what Yaakov started to say, is the Rambam, the stipler answer is based on this Yisayit, that Daber Dover is a Malacha Dikadim. It's not speaking, which it's not so much that it's a din in speaking. It's an extension of Malacha. An extension of Malacha is talking about Malacha. So you can say talking is an extension of Malacha, at least there's a Maisa. But when there's no Maisa at all, are you going to call that an extension of Malacha? But there's no Maisa. In other words, on Shabbos, the reason you're not allowed to talk about Divrei Torah is because it's an extension of Maleches Shabbos, which is a Maisa. So, if the idea is a Maisa Malacha, Sahira is not a Maisa Malacha. On Brachis, what's Brachis? Who are you talking to? You're talking to God. The Rabbi Shalom. Rabbi Shalom hears you when you think also. So when the issue is communicating, so then the Rambam passes here a Kedibur Dami. All right, you want to communicate with the Rabbi Nishalaylam, so you could do it through here. Here a Kedibur Dami, that Tuzayf. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Shabbos, the issue is not communicating. Shabbos, the issue is doing a Malacha. Midrabana, talking about Malacha is also an aspect of Malacha. So that's, talking about Malacha is an aspect of Malacha. But thinking about Malacha is not a Maisa at all. We can't call that an extension of Malacha. So Mamela, the stifle is Mechalek, he answers the Shagas Ari's Kasha. Could be the Shagas Ari held as a din in Kavod Shabbos. Maybe he holds that here, I don't know, it's Kavod Shabbos, also between you and God. But anyway, if you hold this Malacha Shabbos, certainly the stifle says that this Kasha would be answered.
It's not the same type of here by a Malacha.
What's the difference?
Here
you're thinking, I'm going to go in the car and drive somewhere. It's almost the same, because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to say malacha. You're allowed to express yourself. You're allowed to say, I'm going to go there. even though everyone understands you go by car. But you're not allowed to say, I'm going to go by car. It's really the same thing. It's an expression of malacha, which is awesome. If you hold here a kedibur, then it'll be the same yisur. Depends on what way you think about it. It's very hard to control. Maybe it's impossible to control.
But when a person thinks, he doesn't think specific words in the time. It's a thought process, but they're not worried about it.
More formal.
But is David Abed Afkit to speak to someone else? What's a moment from someone? So is David Abed Afkit?
David Dover is even talking to yourself, I assume. Yeah. I have a bit of a ha'ara l'maisa. There's a shaila. The Yaakov Emden has a tshuva about reading a newspaper on Shabbos. And he says that it's mutter. He says it's mutter to read a newspaper, and he has news on Shabbos, if you enjoy it. Misaneg vay is mutter, just like any other enjoyment on Shabbos. Chutz, im yesh ba inyanei mekach u'memkar. Except things that have to do with business. The Wall Street Journal, you're not allowed to read. Or a catalog from a company where you order things, you're not allowed to read. That's mekach u'memkar. That's awesome. But it's time to read the news. If a person didn't miss aneg by, so the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that it's mutter. If it's the business, then it's awesome. Why can't you read the business section? Hiru Shari. Why can't you read the business section? The Rambam says, Daber Dover, Dibur Aser. Hiru Shari. Let's say you're reading the paper and you come to an ad. So you're not allowed to read that ad on Shabbos. An ad, which it depends. If it's an ad for something that's to sell something, if it's an ad for Dvar Mitzvah, so it's an ad for Tzedakah, so you're allowed to read it because you're even allowed to talk about it. But let's say stop, it's an ad, they have suits on sale. So that it's also to read on Shabbos, Mekach HaMemkar is also. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, why? Hirur Mutter. So he answers that Hirur Metaych HaKsav is worse. Hirur Metaych HaKsav, what we call in English reading is different than thinking. Speaking is awesome. Thinking is mutter. Reading, even without moving your lips, reading is Hirur Metaych HaKsav. He says that's awesome, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins that. That here, Metech HaKsav is awesome. Let's try to analyze. Make believe I didn't tell you what Rabbi Yaakov Emden said. We learned here that this is of Daber Dover. Two ways to learn: it's Kavod Shabbos or an extension of Malach. We learned that here is Mutter. Why is here Mutter? Well, if you learn Kavod Shabbos, Pasha here is not a son of Kavod Shabbos. Not doing anything. If you learn Alts Malacha, so the disciple said, if you learn out Malacha, why is Hirur Mutter and Dibur Aser? Because an extension of Malacha requires a Maisa. So Dibur, the disciple writes, is at least Akima Safasayim, at least you're moving your lips, that's awesome. But thinking that's not a Maisa, it's Mutter. So what about reading? What? Let's see, if it's out Kavod Shabbos, I can understand. It's Kavod Shabbos. It's not Kavod Shabbos to talk about business. So thinking, you don't show anything. Reading, assuming that it's you can see what the person's reading. I mean, there's something there. I can hear that it's not Kavod Shabbos. It's certainly to open up something that has a business newspaper and to read it. I can see that that's not Kavod Shabbos. But if you learn, it's an extension of Malacha, and it needs a Maisa. I don't understand, Klar, why this should be awesome. Because there's still no Maisa. There's still no Maisa. What's the Maisa? Opening your eyes? What? Oh, you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, but thinking you said is mutter. Because there's no Maisa. It's only awesome because there's a Maisa in it, so it's an extension of Malacha. But you're communicating with mentally, which is not a Maisa. What? That's covered Shabbos. I can understand the Yisr. Yeah, it's not Shabbos day to sit there with theds and to read them. But Alts Meleches Shabbos.
So now it's not just abstract thoughts anymore. I'm actually thinking fine words.
So that's a maisa. Reading is a maisa. Is that what you're saying? Reading is a maisa. Reading is a maisa. Why is it a maisa? Reading is a maisa. There's something in the world. The Steifer says Dibur is a maisa because of Akimas Vasayim. So you have to move your lips. Reading is a maisa. So you move your eyes. That's what it means. It's something in the physical world. Hearer is not in the physical world, and reading is.
When you speak, you're creating something called deeper. When you read, you're creating something like a hearer.
But that's only hearer.
No, it's hearer, which is by way of reading. You wouldn't have had this hearer by looking at the section of this section.
So somehow reading, so what are we saying? That reading is somehow an action. What? It's not thoughts? What? You're thinking about what you're reading. So what? So that's more of a maisa. It's less private. It's not me, myself. Somebody's communicating to me that he's putting something on sale. Or that certainly price. Is that the explanation? I'll tell you a nafkamina if the way you're explaining and the way they were explaining. One day I'm walking down the street on my way to shul, and there's a sign on the lamppost. Maybe if I stop and look at it, it'll be the same as reading. But I'm just walking, I don't change anything. My eyes, happen to notice the sign, and I notice something. Is that called reading? It is because someone's communicating to me, If it's because I'm doing a mice of reading, so I don't know, I look the same as every time I walk down the street.
You're not doing anything.
I'm not sure what the gather is.
You're not doing anything. When you pick up a paper to read the paper itself, you think, I want to read it.
It's just the action of taking it to read.
Okay.
So what would be if I have the same paper, the top half, they have the news, which I'm allowed to read, and the bottom half is an ad, and I make believe I'm looking at the top, and I really peek at the bottom. So that's... This time you can't be mechal. Chazal set up one rule. It's not a kash. Chazal set up one rule, and you can't... What? Let's say I want to concentrate. Is it also? Is that reading, or is reading only like I prepare myself to read? If it's also, then the stifler says it has to have some type of maisa.
I mean, if you're reading that way, you're
being
sure.
What?
You're reading a lamp post, you're reading a newspaper. What's the difference?
Well, why is it also to read from a book? If here is mutta, why is it also to read? That was the Rabbi Yaakov Emden's kash. Why is it also? He answers, because it's here mitachak sav. Therefore,
if I read a newspaper, whatever, I have an environment. Even if I'm walking the street, it changes the environment, changes myself.
That's
the
difference.
It's a past thought. That's the difference.
So you're saying like saying before, someone's communicating to me. There's news coming to me. If I think, I just think. You never think of new ideas. It never happens to you that you think and some new idea comes in. No, you never thought of it. Like you had a kasha and you think of a teretz. So it's not only in learning. It could happen in Dvarim Shalchel too. Unless it's because someone's communicating to me. Someone's telling me. That means if I wrote my own notes in business, I could read it. Because then no one's communicating. What would you say? I should. If I had my own notes and my business notes, I could read. Still not. Huh? But you're saying the yisr is because someone's communicating with me.
Right, so the same
way. Now no one's communicating.
Right, you're just like somebody's speaking.
What?
Somebody's speaking to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Speaking is us. It's a maisa. I understand.
He's reading his notes. He's reading his own notes. He's speaking to himself.
He's thinking to himself.
Part of his work is writing down notes.
I'm not clear about this. Obviously, I don't. The psak says the Mishnah Berura. Says like Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Mishnah Berura says, if anybody tells you Mishnah Berura says you're not allowed to read newspapers, the maisa. The Mishnah Berura says you're not allowed to read newspapers. Because it's full of business, and reading the business is awesome. And presumably, I mean, the words say that if you're reading something that's not a business newspaper, it seems to say it's mutter. There are better things to read. But if a person is in the Beis HaKisei anyhow, so there's no mitzvah Shabbos. There's no mitzvah to read something. Rabbi Yaakov Ender says, "Kishem es anei boy," if it's something you enjoy. On the Shagasayis Kasha, the stipler says the second teretz, which is not negea to our sugya. The first teretz is negea very much to our sugya, to understanding davar davar. And the last paragraph, he says another an interesting teretz. He says, really, hearer is lavka dibur damim. Thinking is not like speaking. So what was the Shagasayis Kasha? Why by brachis and kriya shema, the Rambam says hearer kedibur? So what he says is, hearer is only kedibur if you're mechavin that I want my hearer to count as dibur. In other words, I have to make a bracha now, so I want bedavka to think it so it should count as a dibur. If you're mechavin that your hearer should be kedibur, then hearer is kedibur done. By a person who's daydreaming on Shabbos about his business, he's not thinking, I want my machshavas to count as dibur. He's just thinking, just daydreaming. Stop daydreaming, hero is lav kedibur. The only time we say hero kedibur is when a person wants that this hero should count as dibur. It's a very similar thing. Rabbi Kiva Ege's Yisayid. Rabbi Kiva Ege has a famous truva about ksiva kedibur dami. Big sichsuch among Rabbi Kiva Ege and his uncle. In the Rabbi Kiva Ege family, there are a lot of truvas about ksiva kedibur dami. He specifically says, if you write on a piece of paper, Hayoim, so and so many days lying there, are you Yaitza? It's totally if Ksiva Kedibur Dami. But he says that even if you hold Ksiva Kedibur Dami, it's only if you're Bechavin, when you're writing, that you want to be counting the Aymer. If you write down a Shavua, you want it to count as a Shavua. But let's say someone is somebody's writing. A sefer writes the Shem Hashem. Is he over on saying the Shem Hashem Levatol? No, he wrote the Shem Hashem. He didn't say it. Not mechavin to be saying it. He's writing it. The person writes down a piece of paper, a bracha. So he writes out, Baruch Atah, he says Hashem, okay, and he writes it down on a piece of paper. So he's yaitza, so he made a bracha Levatol? No. Because ksiva is only kedibur of your mechavin, that this ksiva should count kedibur. If so, the same thing, that hearer kedibur, is only be mechavin that you count kedibur. And Mimela, he answers with this also, the Shagas Arias Kasha.
A sefer has mechavin every word. It's not...
L'shem. No, not kedibur. He's mechavin that he's writing it. L'shem. L'shem a mitzvah. But it's not... Right, the Paiskin Tzedakah, the Shita B'Kubetzes, brings down a ran in Beya. The Mishnah in Beya says, "Ein makdishin b'yom tov b'shabbos." The same Mishnah says, "Ein makdishin," that you're not allowed to get married. Also says, "Ein makdishin," you're not allowed to make something hegdish on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Now let us say, I want this to be Hegdish. Question is, I dibor shel mitzvah shari. Why can't you say, I want this to be Hegdish? It's dibor shel mitzvah. And dibor shel mitzvah should be mutter. So the Ran answers, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Hegdish is nira kemekach umemkar. It looks more like business. Because what happens? When you make something hegdish, the ownership of that item transfers to hegdish. The ownership of the item goes from being the property of chulin to the property of hegdish. You say, amira legevaya kemesira lehedyet. Now, a hedyet, you need a kinyan. If I want to give you a gift, there's got to be a kinyan. Amira legevaya kemesira lehedyet. So therefore, it's aser because it's similar to mekach u'memkah. But paiskin tzedakah is not mekach u'memkah. It's not business. You're just promising money to tzedakah. You're not. Nothing changes ownership. So therefore, paiskin tzedakah is mutter, and the makdishin is aser. Probably both.
Well, then that's, wouldn't that...
No, because it's not challah kinyan. The money, when you say you're going to give money to an ani, it doesn't become his. It become, you have an obligation to do it. It doesn't become, it doesn't change ownership. The shenkin hegdish, hegdish changes ownership. The... Because of this ran, there are paiskim, including the marshal, who holds that it should be also to sell aliyahs on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Selling kibudim, the chayyus should be aser, because although it's paiskin tzedakah, it's something that's a mitzvah is mutter, but something that's similar to mekach u'memkar, that is. It's aser, and here you're purchasing kibudim, and that should be aser. So he brings down the what? No, because by pledging, there's no mekach u'memkah. You're not buying anything. So, but it, when you're buying an aliyah, it's similar to makdishin. You're buying something it's similar to mekach u'memkah. Right. When you buy an aliyah, though, you're purchasing something. Chilek. Well, Rabbi Bashal brings, and he says he likes the minig they have in some places, that when they bid for an aliyah, whatever you bid, you have to pay whether you get it or not. Because even if someone outbids you, but once you bid a certain amount, you got to pay that amount. Whether someone jacks you up and you don't get it, he says that's a good minig. Because then you're not buying, you're paiskin. You give it whether you get it or not. So it's a nice minig, no? What? You mean if you bid? You mean you have to give three times? I don't think so. I assume you're just adding to your previous bid. So to say, first I bid 50, and now I bid another 50. I'm not bidding another 100.
I'm afraid to pay the 50 when I make the bid.
You have to ask the marshal. I never saw a shul yet that has this minig, so I don't know. You realize the shuls would lose a lot of money if they did this. Because nobody would bid. Who's going to bid if they have to pay? Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting teretz. He says it's mutter because you're not buying anything. What are you getting? Kibud. You don't own a kibud. Doesn't mean you own a kibud. It means you're pledging money on a tanai. You're pledging money. If they give me shlishi, I'll pay this amount of money. Shmuel says he's not buying anything. There's no mokim for a kinyan to bichah, ownership to bichah. I can't own something. It's a kibud. So if they give you the kibud, you give tzedakah. If they don't give you the kibud, you don't give tzedakah. Mishnah Berurah holds that that's only paiskin ala tanai. That's why he says it's mutter. I think there are some shuls where they have a minig not to call out the numbers directly. I've never been in such a shul, but I've heard that instead of calling out $100, they say, I don't know what they say exactly, 1,000. 1,000 for 100. So why is that my list? Still saying numbers. It's a remez. It's just a remez. Sakoponim, whatever the some people do with a shiva. Say it differently.
You can't sell
only
if you bought it?
If you bought it, I mean, not selling it then. Basically, you promise to give the shul money if you get shlishi. So go to someone else and say, "Would you? If you get shlishi, would you do it?" So if he's masking, so you ended up not getting shlishi, you don't have to pay. He ended up saying.
But the shul doesn't get the money.
No, the shul has to get the money. The shul only gives it away. I mean, if he makes a profit on it. Practical terms. Practical terms. It's promised to them. They don't own it. It's promised. So it means he's pledging money if he. I said he's pledging money if he gets the aliyah. I didn't mean that. I meant. If he has the right to choose who gets the aliyah, then he's going to pay. Chinam, I mean, very often people buy for another person. But it means they have the power over who gets the aliyah. They don't own it in the sense of ownership.
How is Hekdish different from Fajr Hanim?
Hekdish is real ownership. Hekdish owns it. If you're Magdish something, Hekdish owns it as of this minute. It's also. What?
You're not getting anything.
All right, but it's a transfer of ownership. That's us. An appeal is paiskin. That's the Gemara. What? No, but it's not change of ownership. There's no ownership. If Amir Lagvayik of Siulayid, it applies to Tzedakas and Machlek Zushan. But certainly there's no ownership. There's no change of ownership. There's no specific thing that, there's no 100,000 Tzedakas owns. It could be Tzedakas. But they don't own something. I'm not sure what you're referring to. There's one last halacha, Mordechai, who says that it's also usur to give a matana on, just like Mekachu, Memkar is usur, giving gifts on Shabbos is usur, except the mitzvah, it's mutter. The mitzvah shari, if it's tzarchei mitzvah, somebody doesn't have chalas. Yes, you see, you're allowed to give him chalas on Shabbos. But otherwise, giving a gift, people are not aware of this, that giving gifts on Shabbos is aser.
Is it not a mitzvah?
I don't know. Stam to give somebody is not a mitzvah. He's an ani, maybe. What?
Can we match it for them before Shabbos?
On Yom Tov as well. Giving gifts. I know quite a few years ago, there was a girl in Flatbush who was engaged to Rav Shach's Einikol, great-grandson. And she went to meet Rav Shach the first time in Bnei Brak, it was Shabbos afternoon. And Rav Shach told her that his minig is, he gives all the kalas of the Einikol, he gives the watch. You can imagine how fancy a watch it is, right? And he gave her a watch, and she was very shy, she didn't want to take, you know, she hesitated, she didn't want to take it. So Rav Shach told her, oh, you don't want to take it because it's a matana on Shabbos. I called in someone, Erev Shabbos, and he was kind it for you. Erev Shabbos, now it's yours. Now you can take it.
You need to give a gift to a
chayla? So that, the Bogen Avram says that to give, it used to be a minig to give that the Rav in the shul, by an oifro for a sheva brach, has made a speech. And he presented the chasen kala with a, or the bar mitzvah bacha, with a, not the kala, I guess, the chasen and the bar mitzvah bacha with a gift. This I remember yet, when I was a boy, I used to daven in one of these big synagogues, and the rabbi would make a speech for the bar mitzvah boy, and he'd give him a gift on Shabbos. The chasen give him a gift on Shabbos, like a gift for him, you know. So the question is, the Magen Avraham says, why is that mutter? This rav that I remember used to give an empty gift wrapped box. I mean, he used to give after Shabbos the contents. But Alts Kinyanim, he just like made a show out of giving it, and he didn't. But the Magen Avraham is mefak fake on that minik, to give a chasen a gift. He says that maybe it's a mitzvah sameach as a chasen, so maybe it's mutter by a mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah sameach as a bar mitzvah bach. So I don't know that it's mutter. Of course, if I learn from it, it's different. What? Yeah, I don't know by an oifer why it's a mitzvah sameach as a chasen. Giving candy to the kids. Probably the candy's still his, he's just letting the children eat it. You invite a guest to your house, he has kinyanim in it. Now the truth is, I'm sorry, Magen Avraham says for eating on Shabbos it's mutter. Magen Avraham says, the Mordechai himself says for meals on Shabbos, for eating Shabbos it's mutter. So something you're going to use on Shabbos is mutter. Present that he's going to use would be mutter. But he's not going to use that. Yeah.
Can't be compared to this model. A person can't give a humble present for a sort of lending.
Yeah, if you don't give his ownership, how can that be? If you don't give ownership, you invite someone for a meal, you're not giving ownership, you're letting him eat it.
A present will be used on Shabbos.
What?
A present has to be used on Shabbos if you want to give it on Shabbos.
A present
that will
be used on Shabbos. If it's an Eidik Shabbos, the Magen Mordechai says beferish that's muta. Al tzarchei mitzvah being muta. The Mordechai is the bayit daf lamed va. If the svarim will be used, then it will be muta. If it's tzarchim mitzvah, then it's worth it. Chayla is mistam tzarchim. Okay, there's something else I wanted to mention. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go Vaita. I wanted to mention, I think it's already known a little bit that one of the chaverim here in Yeshiva is not well. He was learning Eretz Yisrael last year. He came back this year, but he has a serious illness. It was kept quiet, I think, until last week. He's one of the counselors in Camp Aguda, I think. And he's undergoing, he started chemotherapy last week, which knocked him out, and that's, I think, what made it more well-known. I think that we, certainly those who know him, those who don't know him, maybe some people just know him by sight, we should do something as a schus for him. I remember many years ago we went, I don't know if Rav Palm started or didn't start it, but someone was not well, and we learned Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Because everyone got together, and we made our own schedule. We learned then one side a day of the traditional print of the Chafetz Chaim. It's a side a day. It takes about 5 minutes. And we learned through the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. I think it was the first time I ever learned through the Chafetz Chaim, like straight through the Sefer from cover to cover. I think it would be a very nice thing. It would be a schus. I mean, Chafetz Chaim, that's what we want. We want Chaim. His name is Zev Tzvi Ben Sivya, if you have a mind in the davening. Now, people who have this illness, the first time is the best time. I mean, many people, no matter how sick or how serious a tumor is, the first time they experience chemotherapy or radiation is the best shot. And there are many people who recover, and other people don't even know that they were sick, because Baruch Hashem, today they're able to treat it. We really have to put kaiches into tefillah. You know, sometimes they come to yeshiva when someone, like Aleinu, is already, you know, at the end, you know, there's no hope for him, and then they start saying tilim, and, you know, Baruch Hashem, he's just starting on his refuah. We have every reason to be optimistic and hopeful that it'll work. I would like very much if we can organize to start learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim. It's one side a day. I think you do it Yechavrusa, either at the beginning of the first day, beginning of the second day, at the end of the day, whatever you want. But to do it 5 minutes a day, preferably it should be an added 5 minutes of learning to what you've been learning until now. But like I say, it takes five, maybe, you know, if you think of the words when you say it, maybe 10 minutes, you know, to go through. And it's beautiful to say for Chafetz Chaim Bechlal, especially it starts with the Minyan Halavim, Minyan Hesen, it's even Mamdish. I think A.B. Nyman said he would go around trying to get guys to sign up, Bli Neder, to join. I think we should give it a day or two just to organize, and everyone should stay on the same page, and we'll learn the Sefer Chafetz Chaim B'Seder. So, Yitz Hashem will be asking those of you who can to join, and the Limud Chafetz Chaim, and I hope it should be a schus, it should be Taka Refuah Shleima for Zev Tzvi Ben Sivya. Tomorrow morning, regular episode.